84. Page 184, Simon Reish Pei Vav, Halacha Yud Ches, Chai. The laws of mezuzah. Last week we ended off with the halacha that the base hamigdash, any place that's kodesh, a holy place, does not have require a mezuzah. Uchasavtam al mezuzos beisecho visharecha, a bayis that's miyuchad for a person, not a bayis that is miyuchad designated for Hashem. So the base hamigdash did not have a mezuzah except for shar nikanor and the lishkas parhedrin. And only, it seems, on only Shar Nikanor had it during the 7 days. The Kohen Gadol was sequestered in the Beis HaMikdash for 7 days to prepare him for the Avodah of Yom Kippur. He lived in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, they put a mezuzah in his honor on the entranceway. But it's mashma, they took it down. It seems like they took it down. After Yom Kippur was over, they took down the mezuzah because there was no one who was living anymore in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe they don't want to give the people the bad impression. That's not a place to live in. You don't live in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a holy place. It has to be a certain degree of a Kedusha. Now we go to extrapolate how this applies to our Batei Kinesios and Batei Midrashos. Do we have a mezuzah? So if you look around, I don't think you've ever gone to a shul where you have not seen a mezuzah. Right? It doesn't exist, such a thing. So the question, that's not really Mikar Hadin. So Alach Yudches, Ois Yudches, Ulfich. Therefore, Gam Batei Kinesios, Ketuim in a mezuzah. Every Beis HaKnesses is exempt from mezuzah. Why? Dizel Mikdash Maat. It's called a Mikdash Maat. V'loy L'dira Heim Asuyim. It's not meant to live in. Ulchein. Therefore, in BMS Yeshba Dira. However, let's say in the Beis HaKnesses there is a Dira. Le'ez Adam Chayeves Mezuzah, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, even the Shar Nikanor had a mezuzah because the Kohen Gadol lived there for 7 days. Likewise, in the Beis HaKnesses, the door that opens up into the Beis HaKnesses also leads into a cheder, into a room where a person is sleeping, living. Then the door to the Beis HaKnesses requires a mezuzah. Now today, that's not the way to say, because even if you have a shul where there's people living in the building, no way is there going to be. Then you don't go to the apartment through the shul. There's always going to be a separate door to go to the apartment. So, like,
and
this
if
does.
Your super is not Jewish. You don't need a mezuzah.
Exactly. So this. So it's not really. It's not. This is talking about a case here where the only way to get to the apartment is to walk through the shul. The people lived in a room on the side of the shul. So to get to the apartment, you have to go through. So you need a mezuzah on the shul. But that's not. That doesn't exist today. Today, I don't think it does exist anywhere. Yes, Shemitzius, the only way to get to the apartment is to walk through the shul. Therefore, you do not even, Bezanas, that you really do not need a mezuzah whatsoever. V'im, ha-beis dira, hi-bi ha-zara, shalofnei beis ha-knesses, ha-zara, chayeves. And if the beis dira is in the courtyard before the beis ha-knesses, then ha-zara chayeves b'mezuzah. So fine, the only way you can get to the apartment is going through the courtyard, going through the lobby. Okay, so then the lobby needs a mezuzah because the lobby is the entranceway to the apartment. But the door opening into the Beis HaKnesses does not need a mezuzah. Beis HaKnesses petuah period. The Rambam pa kasab b'chai gavna. I'm sorry, Beis HaKnesses shall kafarim sha'orchem dorim bo chai b'mezuzah. In the kafarim, that was the guest house. When people came to the village, they had a place to sleep. So where did they sleep? They slept mamish in the shul, on the benches. In the shul, so of course the shul turns into a dwelling place and needs a mezuzah. But let's say the shul krochin in the metropolitan, the busy cities, im yesh ba beis dira chayev. If you have beis dira chayev, but if not, if only people living there. But since in average in the cities, they do not put people to sleep in the shul, you do not have a mezuzah. This is becoming outdated because the itam the shulchan aruch and the tour. People no longer live in the shul. The yesh b'zesh eilah nehish archem darim sham mikol makam mistamal lo yishal lamid yom. Even if you have a situation where there's a temporary emergency, someone is homeless and he sleeps in the shul, he's not going to be there for more than 30 days. So therefore, you do not need to go put a mezuzah. V'yispol come under hadam pundik b'hatav l'kol lamid yom. If you're living temporarily, you do not need a mezuzah. The yesh loyma ad kevin shekfarim asum l'kach sheyiduro shama archem. Since the kvarim are made that they should live there. Only in a situation where people are living there for a prolonged period of time, you need a mezuzah. Okay, so therefore that so far, all these so far is that a Beis HaKnesses is a makom that is meyuchid for davening only. This is almost extinct. It's almost extinct such a thing today, because every Beis HaKnesses today is also a Beis HaMedrash. Even these big, beautiful shuls, they don't. The rabbi doesn't give a shiur, or a blot shiur in the shul before Mincha on Shabbos, in the big, beautiful shul? No?
The shul you did Tisha B'Av, did it have a mezuzah?
I didn't pay attention. They probably do because now it's a Hasidic place. It's owned by Hasidim run the place.
Yeah, but what are the mezuzahs?
I'm sure they have a mezuzah there. I have no doubt there. They must have a mezuzah there.
This is a base of Medrash.
Okay, but today, even in the big shuls today, that they only daven and they have a base Medrash stacked with the library. The shul also, they also give shiurim in the shul.
The rabbi speaks.
Well, the rabbi gives a drasha. So it's a very good question. It's a very good question. What is exactly the rabbi's drasha? So in the olden days, the rabbi didn't speak in shul. The rabbi spoke twice a year. He spoke Shabbat Shuva, and Shabbat Hagadol. I don't even know if he spoke in shul. He spoke like in the town square in a more public place. I don't even know. So then he's saying, here we go. What is the rabbi's drasha? Is the rabbi's Dvar Torah, or is the rabbi's drasha sermon? A sermon in Yonah Dioma, he's coming to preach, telling people Musa that he's coming to take from the parish and tell people about current events. It's not necessarily a Devar Torah. So in Echanami, it's not a base medrash. But if the rabbi in today's day and age, most of the drushes really are more like Divrei Torah. Okay, a lot of rabbis are shy to go and give full fledged sermons and tell their deists that make political statements. And tell you about why things are happening in this world. So what is the drasha most of the time in many shuls, not all shuls? It's a Devar Torah. It says in this parasha, this pasuk, the beautiful idea from the Arachayim and from this and from that. You say a little machshav, a little drush. So then in a chanami, the shul then turns into a Beis Medrash. If the drasha is the classic sermon
on the sedra,
but it's not really a Devar Torah. You take from the parasha, you take a pasuk, you take a chazal. But that's not the focus. The focus is not so much the Torah. The focus is what's going on out there in the world. What is happening in the world? How should we deal with this? What should be our hashkafa? How should we understand this? And you'll take a chazal or from the parsha to shed light on what's happening in the world. I don't know if you can say that's called, you can say that that's a base medrash. You're making the shul into a base medrash. That's not really a Talmud Torah. It's a message. It's a Torah-dika message. A Torah-dika message is not a shiur on the parasha. Today, many rabbanim, they give the drasha. They say a dvar Torah. That turns the shul more into a base medrash. Okay. So whatever it is, but now he goes on to halacha yitess. We talk about base medrash. Halacha yitess. The cause of rabbein rabbi Yosef b'sinim yud the base hamedrash potter miyam mezuzah. A base medrash is also part of your learning Torah. The im yesh pesach shiraga lot says bo lebeso chay b'mezuzah. There's a pesach shiraga lot says bo lebeso chay b'mezuzah b'osa pesach. Now I don't know what this means exactly. I don't know what he means. If there's a pesach shiraga lot says bo lebeso, I guess he means
there's a house
adjacent to the base medrash. So you go from this door into your house. So on that door that exits the base medrash, that leads directly into your apartment, that door requires a mezuzah. But not the base medrash itself. The yeg... What? I told you, today, we come to do today. The yesham, some say shabbeis medrash, but the base medrash itself, be'etzem, does not require a mezuzah, because the base medrash is like the base hamikdash, it's like a base hakneses. And now he drops a bombshell. And he says, no. A Beis Medrash is not like a Beis HaKnesses. A Beis Medrash has less Kedusha. In the Beis Medrash, you're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to have the system. In Tamil Chazal, they didn't daven in the Beis Medrash. And they didn't learn in the Beis HaKnesses. The Beis Medrash was 24/7 learning. Okay, you go to a real Beis Medrash. Okay, you go to Lakewood. They're learning. Big building. Go to Eretz Yisrael, the Mir Yeshiva. They're learning. So traditionally, they learn non-stop. There is no shachris, mincha, ma'ariv. There is learning, continuous learning, 24/7. You need to daven shachris? So take a break. Take a break and go next door. There's a shtibel. There's a Beis HaKnesses, and go daven shachris. And when you finish daven shachris, go eat breakfast and then come back and learn. While you're learning, while you went daven shachris, there are other people learning because they daven shachris earlier or later. Mincha, there's no mincha. You want to, you daven mincha whenever you want to daven mincha. You go find yourself a Beis HaKnesses, which davens mincha at a set time, and you daven. And the truth is, if you're mamsh, a mashmid, masmid, shen kamo, toirasai umnasai, if you're a person that learns Yom of Alayla, you don't even have to daven. You potter. Someone who's learning Torah, me'ikar hadin is potter from tefillah. Today, you don't know that no one does that today, because no one today can say about themselves that the learning is on a caliber where they're potter from davening. But me'ikar hadin, if you're enrolled in the Beis Medrash, you sit and learn the Beis Medrash Yom v'Layla, and you don't daven. And if you need to daven for whatever reason, you have a need, someone is not feeling well in your family, you want to daven for them, so you leave the Beis Medrash to go and daven. And when they daven, they don't learn. These are two places that are mutually exclusive. Today, everything is a big mishmash. Today, everything is all the same. So the Yeshua Shabbos Medrash Chai B'Mezuzah. Menachon Lachosh, and says, and the Beis Medrash, what do you do there? If you're learning the whole day, it's inevitable you're going to eat there. And you're going to sleep there. You're going to fall asleep on the benches. And you're going to eat. So basically, the Beis Medrash turns into your private little home. Okay, Beis Medrash turns, that's what happened. Tam Chazal live males. Therefore, Beis Medrash is like a home. So when we're eating, you're sleeping there. So therefore, it's really like a dira. Therefore, the Beis Medrash itself is Chai B'Mezuzah. Even though we're machmer, do not make a bracha. When you put up a mezuzah on the Beis Medrash, no bracha is made. What does this all mean? The Rambam point to a mezuzah. The main have to mean the Beis Hakness, the Beis Medrash. The Rambam, you're exempt. There's no difference. Then you can chayven a mezuzah. Then there's a door which leads to your bayis, so that door is chayven a mezuzah. If the Beis HaKnesses, there's a door which leads from the Beis HaKnesses into your private home, of course you chayven a mezuzah on that particular door. However, he does not bring this down. We know what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Beis Medrash is chayiv in the mezuzah. B'nei shetalmidim yoishrim sham kol hayoyim. They sit there the entire day. V'havei mamish kidirasan. It becomes their home. They go surf the web there. They go and they text. They eat. They speak Lashon Hara. You know, they do kol davar asa. In the Beis Medrash, whatever you do at home, you do in the Beis Medrash. Avo b'chaykach hasham. Just joking. Chas v'sham. Because the Beis HaKnesses, there was more Kedusha. Beis HaKnesses, this reverence. You walk in there, there's a Sefer Torah. There's no Sefer Torah in the Beis Medrash. There's no Aron HaKodesh. Just a room. It's just a room where it's a miyuchid for learning. There's no Aron HaKodesh, there's no learning. There's no davening. So therefore, it becomes a habayis. You can do other things there. But when it comes to a shul, there's an Aron HaKodesh, you have to have respect. You only daven there. Therefore, that does not require a mezuzah. You have like that. Now, when you put up the mezuzah, so in order to avoid a suffix, so make a bracha on the Pesach and your bayis, and then run over, get in the car, run over to the Domi Mafsik. Don't not be mafsik. Run from your home to the Beis HaMedrash and affix the mezuzah, so the bracha you made on your home will also be chala on the Beis HaMedrash. Upashad hu. V'chas v'atur the Maharam Merav le'osa mezuzah le'Beis HaMedrasho. He did not make a mezuzah in his Beis HaMedrash. Ch'shiyashin shan b'yom haya ruach ra mevato. So ma'isha haya. He did not put up a mezuzah. And then when he would fall asleep, the Mahari Berav, when he fell asleep in the Beis Medrash, he was disturbed by an evil spirit. So what did he realize? He realized that why is an evil spirit disturbing? It must be because there's no mezuzah. But it's a Beis Medrash. And a Beis Medrash does not require a mezuzah. He came to the realization that it's not true. A Beis Medrash like this, where I sleep and I sit here the entire day, does require a mezuzah, and that's why the Ruach Ra has shlita over me here. He put up a mezuzah, and the Ruach Ra went away. It went to another Beis Medrash. Went to the competition, what?
In shul, when the rabbi speaks, people fall asleep.
Oh, that's the Ruach Ra. So saying a Merdik Gavar, yeah? It's a rabbi here, you don't have to tell the rabbi. It's a Merdik Gavar. He's saying it's because you, now you, there's no mezuzah. So Mela, so the oil, so the Ruach Ra, that's why the sleeping really comes from. So the solution is to have a mezuzah. You have a mezuzah, the Balabat, not going to fall asleep during the drasha. Awesome, mezuzah, pasach, Ruach Ra, ayin sham. Next, halachof, kasav rambam. Okay? That's talking of the minig bizman hazeh. The minig bizman hazeh is that since basically every Beis HaKnesses is the Beis HaMedrash, and every Beis HaMedrash is at least the Beis HaMedrash, also Beis HaKnesses, the Mela.
Beis HaMedrash that doesn't have an aura.
A place they don't have. I think in Lakewood,
in Lakewood
and Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot of places like this. In Lakewood and Eretz Yisrael, there are certain. They're part of larger buildings. They're like, you have a very big yeshiva,
like a school building.
Like even Chaim Berlin, they have a very, very big Beis Medrash, right? And they have a library upstairs. Mm-hmm. The library basically is just like an extension of the Beis Medrash. And they have shiurim there, and they have people learn there. People like learning there more.
Sefer Torah in the library.
No, they don't.
The Beis Medrash is the Sefer Torah.
Right, but in the library, there's no Sefer Torah. What do? They have a minyan there every single day, a minyan there for Shachris and Maariv. So they have an Aron Kodesh on wheels that's locked up in the closet, and every day Shachris. This stuff was a whole big machlekes with the Aron HaKodesh. But basically, they roll out the Aron HaKodesh and they send it to the front. So it's interesting, when they first started that minyan. They first started that minyan. They only rolled it out on Monday and Thursday. So there's a whole interesting story. Only Monday and Thursday, because you need a lane. Mm-hmm. But when it's not Monday and Thursday, so why bother schlepping out the aron on wheels to the front? And they bedafka what? Oh, so tachnon, right? You can't fold tachnon unless you have a sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. So first of all, it's not so simple. It's a library. There's a ton of svarim. And many poskim say there's really no chilik between the svarim and a sefer, so you can fold tachnon when you have svarim in the room. And that's a very common minute. Is it kedai to, you know, it's not a good thing to schlep around the sefer Torah, kedushas the sefer Torah. So, and also, why don't they just build it permanently? Why don't they just build the also the b'shumayfim? They did not, the Rosh Yeshiva did not want them to build a permanent Aron Kodesh. It's a library. They were very against that. That was never the money wasn't the issue.
That goes on in certain places.
They don't want there to be an Aron Kodesh there, because at night, you know, people hang out there. They do things, right? They smoke. They go there, take telephone calls. They don't want there to be a permanent Aron Kodesh. Okay, we dive in there every day, so you'll roll out Aron Kodesh. What about Tachnon Sunday, Monday? So at first, no, they left the Aron locked up. Then, as you all know, there are always people that muchzach, always looking for trouble. So you have to full tachnon, right? You have to full tachnon. So you know what? What are we going to do? We're going to open up the closet. It's enough. Open up the closet door. Okay, open up the closet door. We're not going to roll out the aron, but the closet door will be open during davening, and that way, when you full tachnon, you're in the presence of the aron HaKodesh. But then later, a different tekufa, there were people who are still not happy because it's in its own cheder, it's its own room. It's not enough. You know, there's always someone, always more.
Oh, yeah.
So then the kanoyim, they prevailed. They prevailed. So they roll it out. Now they roll it out every single time there's tachnun, they roll it out. But when there's no tachnun, now when there's land, no, I'm not sure. I think they could be, they do now also. But then there are people that say, even though Taki writes, there's no tachnun, and we don't need. But it's not the tsura of the sakneses.
You
see all these madrigas? How far you go? Yeah.
Frankel's shul, in the middle, there's a closing door.
Yes.
Temporary door.
And they have a little aron on wheels.
Right.
Right.
But there's no mezuzah on the walls.
On the floating walls.
On the
floating
side
walls.
Of the floating doors or on the door. Floating door for sure.
The floating walls.
Right.
On the floating walls, no mezuzah.
So when they close it,
yeah.
They use it mostly for having other base measures.
Right. Two minyanim, right.
But if people sit and learn in it, that doesn't mevatel. It's basically a base knesset. It's not
that. No, it's not. Schweigel's Lechatchila is built.
So why is there a
shtibel? It's a shtibel. What?
Why isn't there a mezuzah?
It's a type of good kasha. Why is there a mezuzah on the floating wall?
Right.
Why don't they put? Because
you want to go from the floating wall.
Right. You want to go into the front room.
It's not a permanent.
It's a good question. I have to ask.
Because it's a base knesset, the first room.
Meigrad in your potter. A base medish. He said you put a mezuzah.
It's not a base medish. When they close it, you have the front part.
There are two rooms. No, but the whole shul, Frankel's the shtibl, it's called a shtibl, is a room. The whole essence of a shtibl is it's a cheder, which really means you really chayv in a mezuzah. Because lechatchila, shuls, shtibluch are built to live in, to fabreng, to eat. You sit opposite each other. the whole nature of a shtibel is a makam where they bedafka do not want to give it the kedusha of a beis hakness and beis hamedrash, because the kedusha is too great. It's too frightening. If they has full kedusha, we could not have a kiddush every Shabbos. We couldn't talk during davening. We couldn't be hamish amongst ourselves. Because
even
in a,
they
make it tonight. A shtibel for sure, they make it tonight. But even a shul traditionally, you don't make it tonight. Shul is kodesh. But today, every shul also has a tonight. Like, are you allowed to have a funeral in a shul? It's also, you're not allowed to have a funeral in a shul. It's a terrible thing, it's a terrible zuzel. You have a community board meeting, right? The police commissioner wants to come and speak to the community. The only room that's large enough to accommodate the entire shul is the shul itself. It's usser. Right. You're not allowed to do that.
So how do they get away with it?
How do they go to the auditorium? If you have an auditorium,
they do it.
So maybe they make it.
Who said they get away with it?
They make it tonight. So the answer is that when they built the shul, we live in the out of town. It's very common. This is the only place where we have to do things like this every so often. We have to have these community board meetings, town hall meetings, and we're making a tonight that the makom should not have the full fledged kedusha. Because we want to have such activities. And in those situations, it's ideal to have a curtain to cover the aron. You should cover the aron, it shouldn't be a zilzal. But if you have like this old time chashuva shuls, even if it was built al tanai, it's still a zilzal. You can't take away from the fact that it's not, if you build such a magnificent shul, it's a zilzal to go and have a community board meeting in the shul itself. You should have.
In the shul.
They have nowhere else.
They have nowhere else.
They have no choice. So it's bila chatil on such a tonight. But it's not an ideal thing to do. Okay, so going back over here to this.
What's so unusual about having a
levaya? You're not allowed to have a levaya. You're not allowed to.
Only the rav.
Only the Rav is allowed to have a levaya in the shul.
I had that problem because somebody in the wife insisted the husband would do it, and somebody else was still, I was not long, somebody else was saying okay, and I said, what are you doing? And Baruch Hashem, God stepped in. He didn't have a pine box. They had a very heavy...
Too heavy to carry up.
They wanted to carry it up the steps, and the people from the funeral home said they give up. And they had to have it downstairs in a lobby.
It's too heavy to carry in.
And they said they didn't do it. I said, oh, now this is simon. I said to them.
You're not supposed to have a funeral in a Beis HaKnesses. Only the rabbi. Only the rabbi or the Rosh Shiva. That's it. Zehu. And it's not the right way you
I know. I've seen it otherwise.
You've seen it otherwise? That's only in situations where they make a tanai and there's nowhere else to have it. Many times they do is they have the funeral outside the shul.
Right.
Outside, they have a very chashuv community leader.
Yes.
So instead of going to a chapel,
mm-hmm.
So they have the levaya outside the shul.
Right.
Everyone should come.
So this is your question: do you need on a chapel? Do you need mezuzahs?
On a chapel, very good question. No, definitely not. Definitely not. No one sleeps there. No one lives there.
I was thinking of that certain time in Nor Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Where there was a levaya.
Interesting. There was a levaya for that boy that was killed. It was in the Beis Medrash. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer.
I remember the guy with the car. Yeah.
So the levaya was attacking the Beis Medrash. I don't know. I really good. Very, you're asking a very good question.
It's
also not the right. That's also that's another two issues to the wedding. Number one, it's a zilzal in the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. That's number one. Number two, it's chukas ha'amim. It's what the goyim do. The goyim get married in church.
Hassan Seifer was the one who...
Hassan, he's very makbid, Asa. So having a wedding in a shul is a very, very big problem. They do it all the time in these very fancy shuls. It's part of what...
They do it
all what?
Manhattan Beach Jewish Center.
I get married in a shul.
Okay, my own family members have gotten married in shuls. Okay, someone in my family got married in a beautiful, magnificent shul. Why do they do it? Obviously, they make it tanai. This is what everyone does in the community. They make it tanai. The shul has built al tanai that they can do such things. It should not have a full kedusha, so you can do such things. Maybe there's nowhere else to make it. I don't know. It's not really true today.
These fancy catering halls, the shuls usually, a lot of them are conservative shuls, so it's not a shul. You want to say?
No, but it's done. It's done. It's done all the time. It's done all the time.
Mary Kingsway.
It is not. It's done all the time, but it is not ideal. It is definitely...
Please.
Okay, it is done all the time. It is definitely done. You're right. The shuls are built up tonight, but you'll notice that people who know don't try not to do it, because there are again two issues. The issue is it's a shul. A wedding is not on the level of a davar shebe kedusha that is should be done in a shul. The wedding is a very holy thing. You make brachos. You do a lot. It's a very holy thing. But it's not on the madrega of something which is appropriate necessarily to be done lichatchila in the Beis HaKnesses, and also chukas ha'amen. And then there's another issue in shul: which way do you face? So by how do they do it on television in church? Right. So do you face in the church? How do they face? Which one do they face in church? They face each other, right? They face the front. That's why in a shul, you do it in shul, the bedavka, you face the audience.
Yes, but you should put a machitza in the back of it.
You put your back, you're on a kodesh, so it should be not like the way they do it in the church. So in a wedding hall, when you don't have then how should you face? Should you face frontward, face backwards? All right, so whatever. There are different minhagim. Who's on the right? Who's on the left? Is it better for the man to be on the right, the woman on the left, or the woman should be on the right? Who's right and who's wrong in a marriage? Who's the one?
It may be less common, you know, in Brooklyn, but.
Out of town.
But that's because there's no other
place. You have to understand. We're spoiled. We're spoiled. And if you live in New York, a rabbi can make out of his rabbanus whatever he wants. Because as far as funeral services, there's a million chapels. And there's misaskim. So they take care of all of that. As far as catering, there's a million different halls. So you have freedom to make out of your job whatever you want. If you're out of town, you're busy the whole day with the chapel. You're busy the whole day with everything, because you're everything. You got to take, there's no specialties. So then you got to consolidate. You have one big room. That one big room serves everything. It's the place where you daven. It's the place where there's a funeral. The place where there's a wedding. There's so on and so forth. And then it develops and mushrooms. And then when it gets nicer, what? Merkas HaSimcha, yeah. They make bris in there. A lot of bris. They make weddings there.
Yeah.
Weddings there. Okay.
Small weddings.
It's a nice place. Okay.
But they daven there too.
No, yeshiva has a hall. They have a hall. They have a big hall downstairs. They don't use the upstairs. All right, whatever it is, you're making a good point. I don't know the answer. Let's go to Nahalacha Chaf. Chas of Rambam Bereish Perik Vav Asarim Tanoim Yesh Bebeis Ha'bayis. V'achakach Yitzchai V'ador Bo La'asos Mezuz. You have to have 10 conditions. V'im Chisar Tanai Echa Mehem Potem Mezuz. If you're missing one condition, you potem. V'eluchem, these are the 10 conditions that you need to do V'chavim Mezuz. Number one. She'yehei bo dalid amos al dalid amos. Oh, yes, sir. Okay, the first condition to V'chavim Mezuz, it must be 4x4, which means we assume that Dalet Amos is at least 6 feet. So it's 6 feet by 6 feet, which is 36 square feet. Must be a square, or does it need area? So that's a machlekes apoiskim. Some say it has to be a square. Area, it's rectangular, and you have 36 feet in area, not square. It's a mezuzah without a bracha. This is a controversy in among the Paiskim, but if you have 36 square feet in area, you definitely chayiv in a mezuzah, at least without a bracha. Number two, v'shetiyena lo shtei mezuzos, it has to have two doorposts, a mezuzah doorpost. Number three, v'yelei mashkoif, now that's, when you say two doorposts, that you have to know what that means. We have to look at the pictures, because you can have very virtual doorposts, lomisha doorposts.
Yeah.
But there has to be at least noticeable when you go in, there's a post here and there's a post here. Okay, so that's Meir, when you're talking about these ceilings, these floating walls, that's a very ancient shaila. Now, first of all, a lot of these floating walls have doors in them. Right after the wall comes to an end, in the wall itself, there's a nice door. There's a door. There's a door that you open. I believe in Frankel's, they do have a door, if I'm not mistaken. After they go and they extend the wall to the very, very end, in the wall, the panel, there is a door. There's a door. So you're telling me there's no mezuzah on the door? So you have to ask the rabbi, Pinchas, he's a friendly guy. They ask Pinchas, why is there no mezuzah on that door? Let's see what he says.
And do you have to make a new bracha each time you open the door?
Well, on the Beis HaKnesses,
because when the door's down, when the walls are down, there's no wall.
The problem was with Tasev Lemina Osu. It's Tasev Lemina Osu.
That's a very.
See, every time you move the wall, you have to get the Mezuchim Mezuzah is fresh. And right. The mezuzah that was lying there before, that was attached to the panel, is no good because it's Tasev Lemina Osu. Maybe that's why they don't do it. If you put it there the very first time, very good. Yeah. But then when you fold up the wall, there's no chiv on that door when it's hidden in the wall.
And it's only temporary. It's
and then when you pull it out, now all of a sudden that door is chayv in the mezuzah, but the mezuzah is already there. It's taseh v'loy min ha'osu.
So you should take it down and put it on your morning.
That's ridiculous. You can't go take it down and put it up every single time you do it.
And you don't keep the door open for, let's say, 30 days because it's always...
But it's, I don't know if that's the issue. That's the issue. Only for Shabbos you take it down. I don't know. It's interesting Shaila. I don't know. You have to look at it. It's very interesting Shaila. Why Taka don't put a mezuzah on that door? Interesting Shaila. Let's see. You have to have a bashka, which is the part on the top, on the part on the top. Tikra, a roof. Okay, if you have a court outdoor, this is interesting point. You have over here, like on the roof, you have a door opens up to the roof, on a doorway, a staircase opens up to a roof. And what's on there? There's no ceiling on the roof. It's a children's playground. Or you just have the roof
on top
of your house.
The oil by
Lubavitch. Exactly. Well, no one's living there anyway. That's a cemetery. In a cemetery, you don't live.
No, it's no, it's
a balcony, right, a balcony. So you're going out to a balcony, and there's no roof. There's no roof, you potter. Vitile tikku, you potter. Now the problem is in the balcony, you're going in also. You say on the door going out to the balcony is also going into the house. So then maybe you need a mezuzah, but the mezuzah should be on the right side going in. Balcony is one of the most complicated halachas of a mezuzah. Which side you put the mezuzah on the balcony? You put it on the right and the left side. Well, Blina will come to that. But he's telling us the basic principles. You have to have a roof, basically. V'tiyaloi delosos, you have to have doors. Now, that's we don't pass like this. The Rambam says if you have an opening and there's no door, you potter. You potter. There must be a door attached to the hinge. There must be a door. You may keep the door open 24/7. But it has to be a door. If there is no door, you potter. I tell you, Rechaim Brisker, he had an open house, and everyone took away his furniture, took away his farm. Right. So someone asked him, why do you have a door? Why do you have a door? The door is always open. So you might let someone take away the door. I don't let them take away the door because I need a mezuzah. And I'm chayish for the Rambam that says that you only chayiv in a mezuzah if you have a door attached to the mezuzah. So therefore, don't take away my door. If you take away my door, I'm going to be...
So it's a doorway without a door?
According to the Rambam, we don't pass it like this. According to the Rambam, if you have a doorway and there's no door attached, no chiyuv mezuzah. The doorway must have a door attached. You can keep the door permanently open. Permanently open, but the door, there must be a door that works. Okay, it has to be at least 10 tvachim tall. It has to be mundane, not a Beis HaKnesses, not a Beis HaMedrash. It has to be made for a human being, not for animals, and not for storage. It has to be for a dignified purpose.
We don't
pass
like that
either. We're asking for Kalim, we pass in Yechayv, like the Rush. The Rambam, as we quoted before, the Rambam holds only the Adam, but a storage room, a garage, is potter. A lot of things we don't pass in the Rambam, But these are his rules. And it has to be for Adam, the Asul, the Rambam, covered. Dignity, not a bathhouse, not a Beis Akise, not a chapel. The Asul, the Rambam, keva, permanent. Ad kan l'shonev. Hinei, al tanai de tikra. Now this, that he says it has to be an opening, you have to have a roof. You go up to the attic, go up to the roof of your building, the potter, yesh cholkin. Some disagree, that's not so. The roof is also, the v'harei, gam shar, chatzer, ein leitikah. The proof is, uvi sharecha, yechayv in a mezuzah on the gateway to your city. Does the city have a roof? No. There's no roof in the city, and yechayv.
Yeah, but the gates usually had a...
A little, no, but that's not the main. The main thing over here is what it opens up to. Okay, but that's not the main thing. Mi'or Rosh, Hiskim Lahar, the Rosh is Maskim Laharambam, the Loidami, the Chotzer, the Ain Dakal, the Tikra. No, a Chotzer, you don't have a, it's not a Derech. So therefore, you potter. Mash einkin bias yechavin mezuzah. Yehachi chaimlan. That's what we pass between. Das Rashi shon v'chein b'mesh shakosav sheyud blosses. This that the Rambam says this awesome chiddush that you need a door. Tamu alav. Everyone is in shock. My inyan delosais lemezuzah. Why do you have to have a door attached to the entranceway? Even if there is no door, it should be chayvin mezuzah. It says in the Torah, "Chasavtam al mezuzos beisechu v'yisharech." The Torah makes no mention of doors. So the post. So where do the Rambam get that you need to have a door attached to the post? Umafarish mash armu b'minachos tale deshe bereisha. The achakach tikva mezuzah. When the Gemara says put a deshe means a threshold, this really refers to the door, the losos. It doesn't mean something else, let's do that for now. I don't know what that means. It's not clear how we paskin. It is not clear how we paskin if you have a mezuzah on a Pesach that does not have a door. And therefore, in other words, if you have a garage, is a garage chayvin mezuzah? The chavnos lifter beis eitzim beis haitzrois v'chosav kvar nispar sharam tcholkim olav v'shadaitoy lohuva b'shochanoch v'chein nagu kol yisrael lifter. We don't pass it like this, and it's not brought down in shochanoch. And shochanoch, it's brought down that a storage room is chayvin mezuzah with a bracha. And a place that has no door is chayiv with a bracha. And if there's no roof, you're chayiv with a bracha. The Rambam is a loner in these three matters.
We don't make a bracha in
storage yet. So Taka, we don't. Taka, well, it's not so simple. Garages, we generally don't. That's right. You're saying we generally don't. But that's a base of Eitzer. But it's not so simple. That's why in the Chatzibah, you should try to make it when you put on the mezuzah on your house, you shouldn't put the mezuzah in the garage. Right, Echlam. Generally, you don't hear people making mezuzah in the garage, but it's really not so simple because many places can hold it. You do make a store, you mezuzah on a bay, that's a storage facility. Okay, but as far as not having a door, that is posh, we don't pass like the Rambam, Michael Muslim, there's no door. And as far as a tikra, it's also, he seems to say that we do not pass like the Rambam, you do make a bracha if you have a place where it's used for human beings, and there is no roof, you're chayv of the bracha, not like the Rambam. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a nice day. We'll take a break.